I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Mourning, questions, and anger after word that a Chelsea murder suspect was released from the psychiatric evaluation hours before police say he shoved a 76-year-old man down the subway stairs to his death. 32-year-old Ramel Burke, who is homeless, has been charged with murder in the Thursday night attack on retired schoolteacher Ross Falzone at the number one station on West 18th Street. Now, Burke had been taken to Bellevue after a run-in with police Thursday afternoon. He was released about an hour later. Mayor Mamdani has ordered an investigation into all of this. Falzone's neighbor told CBS 2 News it is a tough loss.
Ross was an incredibly kind, nice person, super genuine, very talkative, loved living here, loved going out and about, seeing performances, going to Carnegie Hall or Lincoln Center.
And Falzone's sister Donna told Eyewitness News,
"This is really messed up. This is really messed up. This could have been avoided."
Other New Yorkers agree.
The man was at the hospital. Why did the hospital release him?
In response to the mayor's investigation, City Health and Hospital says they welcome the review and expected to find the care of Burke was appropriate. Meanwhile, the Post is reporting today that two women were attacked by Burke on a Manhattan subway car April 2nd. He was arrested on an assault charge, but the victims decided not to press charges. It wasn't self-defense, it was murder. That's what the family of a man stabbed to death in Times Square in an apparent TikTok trend is saying. Siblings of 39-year-old Leonidas Baez tell media outlets he was no threat to the 17-year-old accused of killing him or his friends. Catalina Baez tells Eyewitness News the teen sought out her brother.
Almost 2 hours in a spot that he was at, the kids came around, started bothering him. They end up coming towards him, throwing urine at him. They end up, fatally stabbing him.
The 17-year-old, whose name has not been released because of his age, reportedly told police he targeted Baez because of TikTok's mess with a crackhead trend. The family says he was not a drug addict, just a free spirit who was homeless by choice. Suspects also charged in several other incidents, including knife point robberies and assaults, and is being held without bail. Closer to a deal or just a gimmick? With the LIRR union set to strike within a week, management and labor have different takes on the talks. MTA Chair John Lieber told reporters,
"We're getting close enough that it would be, I think, crazy for the workforce who is, looking for more money to throw it away by going on a strike."
Transportation workers union leaders, though, called the latest offer phony and full of gimmicks rather than meaningful wage hikes. The union is set to strike May 16th, the first walkout in more than 30 years. If you take the 7 train, you're going to need to find another way to get around this weekend and Memorial Day weekend, too. Service is suspended for repairs on those weekends. MTA says it's critical platform and accessibility improvements at several stations along the line in Queens and shoring up flood protection measures in the Steinway tube under the East River. The MTA is offering a variety of alternate service. Check the website for info. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. We'll get you through. Hantavirus concerns come home. New Jersey health officials say two residents are being monitored after they were potentially exposed to a person infected with that virus after they left the MV Hondius ship. The two were not passengers, and officials say the potential exposure happened during air travel abroad. Neither has any symptoms. The city health commissioner is offering some reassurances.
The hantavirus is rarely spread from person to person, although the strain that killed 3 people on the South American cruise ship can spread that way. City health commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin says,
"This Andes virus, it's not transferred or transmitted through things like casual contact. So for folks who are thinking about the flu or COVID, it's not going to be sort of transmitted in that same way.
You would need to spend a long time very close to an infected person for that infection to spread. But he fully understands the anxiety people might have when they hear some of the same things that were said in early 2020. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Brooklyn leaders rally against ICE today with a big demonstration in Bushwick this afternoon to protest last weekend's detention of Chidozie Wilson Okeke and 9 people trying to prevent it. Marina Weiss with the DSA Immigrant Justice Working Group tells 1010 Winds.
"We know that many of our New Yorkers are living in fear that ICE will do this to them or to their families. And we also know that this affects the fabric of our entire society."
This afternoon's rally comes as several of Mayor Mamdani's political allies call for him to enact stricter rules on how ICE can interact with the NYPD, sending a letter to his honor calling for changes. In a statement, Mamdani's office says he is committed to upholding city laws protecting immigrants and ensuring there's clear and consistent guidance on how city agencies interact with the feds. Nandani says he's ordered an audit of city actions and agencies will be announcing updated policies and protocols. Meantime, Border Czar Tom Homan is brushing off concerns about U.S. citizens being caught up in sweeps.
Have U.S. citizens ever been shortly detained based on reasonable suspicion? I'm sure. You know, if you got reasonable suspicion, anyways, and once you do that, and you need reasonable suspicion for a short detention, a short interview, and once they're determined, okay, you're not the guy we're looking for, they're released.
Homan says citizens have nothing to fear. Bronx school kids are getting into the World Cup buzz with a new addition to PS 112.
Kids are joining school's Chancellor Samuels in a groundbreaking ceremony for a brand new mini pitch coming right here to PS 112. This is just one field, but there are plenty more coming to Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens, and across New Jersey. Organizers say this is part of Airbnb's $1 million commitment to the World Cup to bring mini pitches to communities all across the tri-state for young kids to develop their love for soccer. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Baychester section of the Bronx.
It is the greenest way to get a slice, the Five Borough Pizza Challenge. Transportation Alternative sponsoring this event today, in which some 500 people will eat pie in each of the five boroughs, getting there only by biking, walking, or taking public transportation. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Seaport on Fulton Street. The rest of the locations will be shared Amazing Race style as the hunt goes on. Well, still more questions than answers for city parents affected by a breach in the Canvas learning management system.
New York City Schools Chancellor Kamar Samuels stayed silent as we asked him continuous questions about a potential data breach he posted about.
Ask you about the data breach, Chancellor.
When he kept walking, we tried again.
A lot of parents are concerned. They wanted to know if you have anything to say.
The only response he had, let's talk about soccer, as we were at a soccer event when we approached him. But in a statement posted online, he says the DOE is continuing to investigate and that this data privacy breach can impact up to 7 schools, including one local campus. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Edenwald section of the Bronx.
Get your rain gear and go hear some music in Park Slope today. The Brooklyn Conservatory of Music is holding its 6th annual Free Open Stages Festival today. Indoor and outdoor performances across Park Slope. The Conservancy's John Shakespeare told 1010 Winds they're going on today despite the showers.
I'm also looking forward to seeing how attendees respond to this new model. This is the first time that we've had rain during open stages. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. I think we have a good plan.
Free event runs 3 to 6 p.m. in Park Slope.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.